we had to go to Glenmay. Walk down to Glenmay, so on a road called the Sound.
Right.
Have you got anything to add to this?
Well, how far was it from Dawlish Cashin to Glenmay?
Hey?
How far was it?
How far was it? Well, I don't know.
Be
over a mile anyway.
Oh, more than that, Danny. I'm afraid it was more than that.
Over a mile.
The postman didn't go up there. They had to come down to collect the mail even from Glenmay. Didn't you?
Hey?
You had to collect the mail from Glenmay.
Oh, yes.
Postman didn't go up.
We had to get our groceries from Glenmay too. And my father used to go to Peel with the horse and cart to get coal
and
anything else that was needed, meal for the cattle. And we did our own milking and churning.
Made butter.
Supplied our own butter.
Did you take the butter to the market?
Pardon?
Did you take the butter to the market? Or was the butter for your own use?
To the market? Well, we were going to a grocery shop in Glenmay.
About the butter?
Hey?
The butter.
The butter?
Yes. Mother had
the butter was going to the grocers.
Oh, was it? I thought Mother had people coming to get it.
Yeah.
Maybe not up to Dawlish Cashin, but when we moved down to Gordon Farm, she had plenty of people coming for her butter. She's a very good butter baker.
Did you make cheese as well?
No.
I know a few places that made cheese, but not very many.
No. Not in those days.
Right. What type of crops did you grow on the farm?
Pardon?
What type of crops did you grow on the farm?
Well, we grew all our own potatoes and turnips.
Carrots?
And the oats.
On the farm, that's the harvest.
My father did all the work. He went out fishing at night from Peel.
To help the income, if you know.
Do you remember the name of the boat that he used to fish off?
No.
I was too little. I was only two when we left. But that's 80 years ago.
Yes. So he'd only go fishing in the evening?
Pardon?
He'd only go fishing in the evening. Did he ever go out with the fishing fleet to Kinsale, to Ireland?
Well, they weren't going to Ireland, but he was going out with the fleet.
Right.
To a certain extent. At night.
Right.
And coming home then and trying to get a bit of sleep.
There were a lot of family, you see.
Yes. How many were in the family?
11
children. And were all the children at home, or had the older ones already sort of moved out when the little ones came up?
I was two when we left there, so I don't really know much. I've never been back, and I don't remember anything about it. What I remember was when we lived at Gordon, which is near Glenmay.
Right.
We farmed there. But
Was that a better farm to have at Gordon than at Dolchard?
My father drove trams in the summer.
Ah, right.
And he went, I think he worked on the boats too in the summer.
That's on the steam packet boats.
Yes, and that was left then for the family and mother to carry on the work at home. My mother worked like a man.
I get the impression a lot of the farms were actually run by the women when the men went to the fishing.
That's right.
Or worked in the mines.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
So when did you move to St Mark's and to the smithy?
Dear me.
Oh, I don't know. That's a long time ago.
How old were you when we moved to St. Mark's?
Hey?
How old were you when we moved to St. Mark's? About 27.
27?
Well, I was 17, so you must have been 27. But you were married then.
Oh, yes. Is that when we shifted to...
Knocky Brew.
Knocky Brew?
Yes. And that's where she married Tom Commode, who was at the smithy.
The blacksmith then?
Yes.
Have you got any memories of when you were actually at the smithy and of your husband working?
Well, I used to go... My husband was the blacksmith.
Yes.
And... I used to go and help him to make the shoes.
Oh, right.
Make the horseshoes.
Yes.
Wasn't a great help, I don't think, but I was striking when the iron was hot.
Right.
Yes, that was must have been a very busy time, though.
We all went to Sunday school from Dulwich Cashin. Went to Sunday school in the afternoon, and then my father and mother and us all went at night to chapel.
Oh, right.
Walking, of course.
Yes.
Well, there was nothing else in those days, was
no.
there? There was no television,
so was this
no radio.
Glen May Methodist Chapel, or was this Gordon Methodist Chapel, right.
Well, I don't know when they lived at Dulwich Cashin, it would be Dalby.
Dalby. Would that would be St. James's?
That's the one that's been closed.
The Anglican. Sold. Is that the Anglican church?
Yes, Methodist.
Right, the Methodist church, yes. Methodist chapel, Anglican church.
Yes, the Methodist. We were
yes.
Methodists. And then when we moved to Gordon, we went to the Gordon Chapel,
right.
Which again has been made into a house.
Yes.
I think it's such a pity.
So was that Primitive or Wesleyan?
Wesleyan
Methodist.
Wesleyan.
Patrick was Primitive.
Yes, that's
right.
And that's close now too,
isn't it? Yes, I used to go to St. John's Methodist Church.
Yes.
So, yes.
Where do you live then?
Well, I used to live in St. John's, but I now live in Douglas.
Oh.
So, moved. What was it like living in St. Mark's? What are your memories of being in St. Mark's?
St. Mark's?
Yes.
You mean... Gordon?
No, St. Mark's.
When you were married and you moved to St. Mark's, what was it? Do you what was it like when you lived there?
Well, it was very ordinary. We had the cottage, no, a house to live in, and
two children.
It was quite all right. Quite forgotten of me, really.
Right. Do you remember what type of work your husband did at the smithy, other than shoeing the horses? Did he mend any of the machinery for the local farmers?
Well, they did a lot of work for the farmers. All their machines and implements they had, whatever was wrong with them, brought them all to the houses, to the
smithy.
Yes.
To get them repaired.
So it was a very busy smithy at St. Mark's.
It was quite busy, yes, and they were working till quite late at night because the farmers were coming in to spend an hour or two at night, you see. And not that they had work to do, but they were coming in to spend an hour.
Oh, was that for a chat?
Hey?
Was that for a chat or to get work finished for the farm?
Yes.
Can you manage also?
Yes, yes.
I happy mother. Thank you.
I think there must have been buses going at that time.
Right.
Because when I went to the high school, I had to live with my brother and his wife at Glenmay because there was no way of getting from St Mark's.
Oh, right.
Oh.
It's because until quite recently, people used to go in on the train as well.
Yes, well, I had to go on the train from Peel. They lived at Glenmay, right. So I went on. I had to leave home at 7 o'clock in the morning to get the 7:20 train to Dublin.
So did you walk in, or was there a car? You could cycle in. Were there many children coming from sort of the outlying areas?
Oh yes, in those days there were. A lot of them. I suppose they still do, but they all have buses now, don't they?
And it's just that virtually everybody I've spoken to over the past few years actually went to the high school, and I've yet to find anyone from the west of the island who actually went to Clothworkers. For me, 11, everybody went to the high school, which I find quite interesting, actually.
Well, they'd have to go to Clothworkers first, wouldn't they?
But actually sort of staying on. So did you pass the scholarship?
Yes, I won the scholarship.
Yes. I was going to ask about your memories of Gordon, as to what you remember of the farm.
Well, I think I was 6 when I went to school. We had to walk from Gordon down to Patrick's school and brought our dinners, sandwiches, you know, and home at 4 o'clock. I thought it was a lovely time and a lovely place to live, Gordon Farm.
Yes.
It was beautiful. And we used to be able to walk from the farm right out to the shore.
Right.
And what they called the Rees.
Yes.
We walked out to the Rees. So I said to Annie, oh, many, many years after, I'd love to go back and have a look, you know. So we went, my husband and I, Annie and her husband, and you know, nothing looked the same. I said, I'm not going anymore. Nothing was the same at all.
Yes.
Isn't it funny? I suppose it was the same,
yes.
But to me, it didn't look anything like the same.
The picture that you had in your mind is your memory of it. So did the farm had a Victorian kitchen range rather than the open turf?
It had
kitchen
range. An oven and, yes, each side, you know, the family. Out in the kitchen, that was what we called the living room, and then in the back kitchen, what was the kitchen? It was a kind of a, not a, you know, we had a thing coming down with a hook on, slowly.
Oh, right, so it was an open shallop.
Yes, that was out in the kitchen, out in the back kitchen.
Right.
And my mother made soda cakes every day, and
so
bonnocks. And she did all the cooking, all the knitting, and she went blind at 59.
Mm.
And she was blind for over 30 years before she died.
So, did it have gas lighting, or was it oil lamps?
Oil lamps, yes. Candles upstairs.
And then candles upstairs.
Candles upstairs, yes. Very happy days there. We had what we call the orchard. It was a big, all of trees, you know, all different kind of trees. It was a wonderful place to play. It was lovely. I had a sister who was Edith. She was killed in the war. She was at home then. Well, we were all sort of back and forth. There wasn't many of them. Some had their own homes by that time, but Melfin were still at home, and we had great times. Lovely.
I was going to ask, sort of, with this to cooking, did your mother used to have both fires going, the kitchen range and the turf fire?
Yes.
So, and was water, did you have a well, or was it sort of piped into the house?
No, it wasn't piped into the house, no.
I wasn't sure if you had, like, a pump attached to the well, or whether it was an outside well.
I can't remember. What kind of water? How did we get water at Gordon?
Was there a well or a pump or... I can't remember.
We had a... Did we have a pump?
We had at Nappy Brew, but I don't remember Gordon.
Well, there was a well.
Oh, well, that's where we got the water then.
There was a well to get the water.
Funny, isn't it? There's a well at St Mark's too, where most people got their water years ago. A public well, yes. You know. Well, you never see anything like that today.
No.
I mean, everybody has electric, gas, televisions, everything now that everybody else has, don't they? And I think of how hard they had to work in those days.
You're saying that your mother did knitting. Did she do things like sort of patchwork? Did she make you patchwork quilts for the beds?
Yes.
Or clip rugs, rag rugs?
She used to go to Tynwald Mills with the fleece when they cut the, when they fleece the sheep.
Yes.
So she used to go over with mother and father, went with that. And she bought whatever she wanted in the way of blankets and Manx flannel to make father's vests. I'm sure people wouldn't wear that sort of thing now, but she used to get everything she wanted when she took the fleece over, because that was money. That's how they got it.
So that was the exchange?
Yes.
She put the fleece in and would get blankets back?
Yes, got whatever she wanted. Yes, it's. She had a very busy life, very busy. And she, but she lived to nearly 94. Yes. Yes. So hard work didn't harm anybody,
it.
Did it?
That's it.
And Annie's nearly 93 at Christmas. What's it? Can't see, can't hear. It's not very much, is it? But her memory is poor. She can't remember. She said I did, I think six times. Oh, I don't know how many times she told me last Tuesday. I was to be here for 2 o'clock today.
Oh, right, yes.
She rang my niece up and said, would she ring me and tell me it was at 8 o'clock in the morning? And then, because we went back to 2 o'clock yesterday, so... That was it. She can't remember. Some things she can, but a lot of things she can't.
I was going to ask if you've got sort of any more memories or anything in particular that you can remember about Dalby or about Gordon or about St Mark's.
Well, when we lived in Dulwich Cashin. Do you want to know anything about Dulwich Cashin?
Well, we've been on that.
Hey?
We've been to Dulwich Cashin. We're down at Gordon now.
Oh, you finished at Dulwich Cashin?
I think so.
Well, if there's any other things that you can remember about...
Well, I know. My father used to have to cart all the stuff home from Peel to Dulwich Cashin. And he was getting about half a ton of coal and leaving half of it at Dalby because he couldn't afford, the horse couldn't afford to cart it all up to Dulwich Cashin. So he was getting half of it and getting the other half again.
What would he do now? Would it have been gone by the time he got back?
We had to cart all the stuff from Glen May up to Dulwich Cashin. Us school children were going there to do the groceries, to get the groceries.
Right.
Yeah.
And my father always went to Peel to get the coal and that sort of thing, stuff
right.
That's needed.
They didn't buy flour by £3, they bought a sack. Because they had to, mother was baking every day.
Right.
She was a wonderful woman. But as I say, I was two when we left, and I don't remember anything about it. And I've never been back.
Right.
I said I didn't want to go back there.
So how long were you then at Gordon?
10 years, I think. Then we moved to Torsby.
Oh, yes.
We moved to Torsby, and we were there for... I know I was 17 when we moved to Knockibrew.
Right.
And Annie would be 27. Of course, she was married when she was about 22.
And that's when she moved to St Mark's, to the Smithy.
Yes, she moved to St Mark's before we moved to St Mark's. She was there ahead of us. Were the buses from St Mark's when you went there, Annie?
Pardon?
Were there any buses running to St Mark's when you were there?
Buses?
Yes.
I don't think so. I mean, we were walking to Peel to get the groceries.
No, no, from St Mark's.
Eh?
St Mark's.
St Mark's?
Yes. Were there any buses going from St Mark's to Douglas?
Oh, I suppose there would be. It's forgotten of me because I wasn't using them.
What were you doing for your groceries then?
Carting them up to the Sound Road. Up to Dulwich Cashin.
No, no. St Mark's.
Oh, St Mark's. Oh, well, getting the cart to go to Peel.
No, she's on the way to the woods now.
In the cottage?
Mm.
Well, there's a house at St Mark's.
I know, but before you moved into the house, you were in one of the cottages.
Well, I suppose we were. It's forgotten of me what cottage we were in.
The church cottage.
Church cottage. The church cottage is only small, you know. I don't know how many of us would be in that. Not many.
Well, then you moved to the house.
Hmm.
But did you have a car?
No.
But how did you get your shopping then? You must have gone on the bus.
We had to go to Glen May to do the shopping.
No use.
Which house was it actually in St Mark's?
Do you know where the church is?
Yes.
There's three cottages. They're all made into one house now.
Oh, right, yes.
Was it Lady Doughty had them made in?
Mm.
Well, there were three little cottages there.
Right.
And they lived in one.
Right.
They only had the little girl then,
right.
Claire. And then they moved into the house on the corner. As she turned down for Douglas.
Right.
They lived there. And then they had Glenn. And then, when his mother and father died, they moved into that house.
Right. Which was...
And now that has been modernised and made into a beautiful home. Miss, no, what was her name, bought it. Pringle. Her name was Pringle from Ramsey, bought it and renovated it. It's really beautiful. Now I see she's got it on the market again. Eh?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
She has, though.
Right.
It's up for sale again.
Right.
Dulcie Pringle.
Right, yes.
That's her name. Where she's going now, I don't know.
Oh, thank you very much, Mrs.
Cormode.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Cormode, for the interview.
Well, I'm afraid it's not been very good.
Well, there's something there on the tape, so thank you very much.
You're welcome, anyway.